Good afternoon. My name is Ray, and I came from Oregon State University Hermitage Station. Today, my work will share my research work about the new crop development in the irrigated field in the East Oregon. My collaborator is Professor Chen-Xi Chen from Montana State University. So first, introduction. And in the irrigated field of East Oregon, the potato and the onion are the major high-value crops. And however, those crops need a rotation. Usually, the farmer grows these two crops every 2 or 3 years. So during the rotational years, so usually the rotational crop, they have a very limited profit. So it's give a big challenge for the growers. So how to improve the growers' profit? So we try to figure out and introduce new crops, especially the other high-value crops. So new crops, one choice is a past crop. For example, ajuki bean is kind of Asian variety. So far has a very high price compared to cereal like wheat or corn. Another is a quinoa. It's based on South American crop. Both crops receive an international name over recent year. I copied the web page from FAO in 2016 and 2013 about these two crops. Another problem in this region is for the irrigation. So in our region, we have very advanced irrigation system because center pivot irrigation. So we call one center pivot system cover around 125 acre field. So, but because our region is quite, we have very heavy wind. So there is one problem is wind impact. So during summertime, the grower apply water or fertilizer quite often. So if the irrigation time in meet with heavy wind problem, so give the water use efficiency and the nutrient use efficiency is quite limited. And another problem is runoff, because in the short time apply quite a lot of water, so there is runoff problem happens. So I just took picture last year. So how to solve the problem? I think there's one possibility to use drip irrigation. So the objective of this study, so in general, is to try to evaluate the possibility to use a new crop like ajuki bean or quinoa. And another is I did a very small study to test the seasonal fertilizer for the crop growth and the yield. And the last one, I tried to compare the possibility to how to improve the water use efficiency by modifying the irrigation system. So you will know the later how we modify the irrigation system. This is a I divide like two, based on two crops. First is about ajuki bean. So the experiment was conducted in our facility, Hermiston, Oregon. The seeding rate is 2 seeds per square feet, and equal to 2 irrigation systems. One is a center pivot and another drip irrigation. So throughout the whole season, no pesticide applied, because originally we had a college study the wheat control problem, but the crop grew very tall but no yield, so I just decided no herbicide. And for the soil type, is we have the fine-sided loam with quite a high residue nutrient from nitrogen, P and K, and the pH is nearly neutral level. So this is a center pivot, and this one we call the mini pivot, just like in our station for the experimental purpose. The one mini can cover less than half acre field. So it's very convenient to do some study. So this I call the drip irrigation. Actually, I should give another name, so walking dripping. So it's different from the traditional with drip tape. So this one can move in, so the tape can move. This is how we apply the data June 5th of last year. We applied to the AJKB. So the guy smiling is me. Around 10 days later, how the plant germination look like. This is around 2 weeks. And this is the around 1 month later. And this is almost 2 months and during the blooming time for this crop. We harvest on September 25. You may find there are still a lot of gray leaves for this crop. These two small pictures show how the ripe bean look like. Regarding the irrigation, initially we have all the water applied through the center pivot, meaning a sprinkler. So during the blooming time, so I change one circle to the dripping system, because there is one concern is with a sprinkler, maybe you can dilute or wash out the pollen to impact the yield. So this actually is one of the reasons test the dripping irrigation system. But in general, both irrigation systems, they receive same amount of water. And for the fertilization test, I desire full fertilization treatment for the AJKB, including non-fertilizer control at 25 pounds per acre, 50 pounds per acre, and manure. Each treatment includes full rep. And the nitrogen fertilizer, I use urea as a major source. And for all this full treatment, one first application is on July 19, and for the treatment nitrogen N50, I divide two applications. The first time is on July 19, second on August 17. So the split application is quite a normal practice in our region. So it's why I split application for this treatment. For the sampling and the field observation, include plant growth and yield and shoot biomass. And here's about the yield. So in general, compare these two irrigation systems. So for the bean production, here the unit is for the drip irrigation has a dramatic high yield for the bean product. But then when compare the different fertilization treatment, all the fertilization treatment has a higher yield compared to non-fertilizer. So when speak about the drip irrigation, but because variation is very big, so statistically cannot find the significant difference. Regarding the center pivot, so the difference is quite limited. In general, the yield is very low, nearly nothing, or less than 25 pounds per acre for all the treatment. This is just a plant biomass, and again, the drip irrigation has a higher plant biomass compared to the center pivot. And also for the drip irrigation, they follow a pattern like a fertilization treatment has a higher biomass compared with non-fertilizer treatment. And for the center pivot, again, the difference is very limited. Here, just I calculated the ratio between the bean and the shoot, the ratio, and in general, the difference is quite limited among all the fertilization treatment. But again, the drip irrigation has a much higher value compared to the center pivot. This is just a they took some pictures for some problem for grow this crop. So obviously the pest problem is quite serious. It's for weeds. In the irrigated condition, the weed control is really headache stuff. If you cannot use herbicide, it's almost like a mission impossible. And this is like a plant disease problem. And this is the rot that eat the root. This one not that often compared to the previous two problems. This is about the plant maturity uniformity. So you can see on the top there are quite a lot of gray leaf and also gray beans, but on the bottom or lower part already ripe. So this is what I'm trying to summarize the future research need. What's a suitable variety? So far this variety, we use a Chinese variety, just a seed got from China. I got seeds from growers. And what's the ideal sowing time and harvest time and the nutrient and water management? And what's the best pest management strategy? Let's just share this picture about the original seeds in the right side, then left side is after one season. I collect the seeds, so the seed size is much smaller. This is actually my collaborator from Montana. So their plant, the mature uniformity look a lot better compared in Oregon. So this is just a quick summary based on the 1 year studies. First is walking drip irrigation shows a promising result compared to the set pivot. And the Ajuki bean is proved can grow in this region, but there are a lot of work to do. Because so far, if you want to the beans marketable, at least you need to get 800 pods per acre. So far, I even not have to 50%. But my yield is still better than quite a lot of growers. So quite a lot of them, they cannot get yield. And the major problem here, just to repeat again, variety, best agronomic condition, and best pest control management we need to focus in the future. So here I just quickly introduce another study about the quinoa. So the quinoa, the seed rate is less than 5 seeds per square feet. I include two varieties. One name is Redhead, and another name is Rebo. Again, no pesticide, and here also no fertilizer. The sowing time is similar to the Ajuki bee, and this is how the crop look like. And in September, the crop look very beautiful. In the beginning, I was very excited, but finally, cannot get any yield, so both variety no any yield. So I believe there are several reasons. One is wrong region, because our region is during summertime we usually can get more than 100 degrees. So quite a lot of people mentioned this crop need a lower temperature during blooming time. Secondly, wrong variety. All I show in the crop too late, and but still. Compared to the two irrigation systems, the dripping irrigation system look like they have a benefit regarding the biomass. So this is what I found for the quinoa. And this year, I continue to do the similar work. I hope can get some better yield, at least for the Ajuki bean. So at last, I would acknowledge our farm crew to help for the field management. And my student helped to weed control and take care of the plot. It's a lot of work. The company to change the set pivot system to the walking drip system. And I got seeds from Professor Stephen Machado of our university. And of course, a lot of help from growers and colleagues. By that, I would take any question if I still have time. Thank you. Okay.
What is the flow rate of the drip center pivot system compared to a standard nozzle for center pivot?
You mean flow rate? It's a very good question. His question about the flow rate for the drip irrigation. I do not have the number, but I can tell you for the set period, finish one circle less than 1 hour. But for the drip irrigation, almost take 24 hours. So divide by 24, more or less, you get the rate. More questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.